And if you were addicted to sleep, a bay of fresh coffee may help. If you are addicted to coffee, teach yourself to break dance. Terrence Hayes.
Alex Chambers teaches audio storytelling at the IU Media School in Bloomington, Indiana, and is an organizing fellow with We Own It, where he is working to re-energize democratic participation in rural electric co-ops. His poetry book, Binding, A Preparation, was released by Pickpocket Books and Ledge Mule Press in 2019. His next book project is based on his dissertation, Climate Violence and the Poetics of Refuge. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Alex, what poems have you brought for us today?
To Buffy, Vampire Slayer. At the abandoned science lab where they store Bunsen burners, oxygen tanks, and half-empty cans of gasoline, we fell for you and your vampire lover. Dead or alive, you were irresistible for 7 years, each wham and pock of the penetration of your stake filling me with relief that a girl doing such good work, cleansing with the assurance of a president, her high school of monster bullies seduced by the insincere words of nerdy, intelligent outcasts, has the same hang-ups as any upper-middle-class California high school junior with a perfect body and consistently great hair. The pots and pans knocking around in the cupboard are calling for me to cook a lingonberry pie or, better, something with meat for my hungry wife, wiped out from mowing the lawn and drinking a beer now on the couch in front of the TV. Back then, imagining opening the door to the science lab, we felt the heat of the power coursing through your hands, your legs, those quintessentially threatening girl eyes we could stare at for seasons. Run. Save your friends and the rest of us from the temptations of broad shoulders and buxom lifeless cheerleaders. The undead surround us. They're fearless and chasing virgins to taste the nonchalance of innocence. We live in between, understanding that Xander will never fall for a willow. Yet he does. He does. Dreaming of zombies attacking us, with you at their heels. And together. And together they lived among ice cream and airplanes. They lived among string theories, shapes in the snow, breakfasts, commuter flights, and bags of flour. They lived among the dying. They lived among slowly roasting onions, PCBs, tempranillos, wood shavings, among sacrifice, azaleas, and shadows and caves, among billions and billions of hamburgers. And when they lived among the varied songs of catbirds and repeated predictions of storms. They lived among sprung rhythms and hung shocked gods, and their feet tickled lunching crawdads and beach sand and sand dollars and currency exchange, wind and thistles and tilth, euros, dollars, renminbi. They lived among each other's lips and limbs tangled with angels on a fertile, troubled floodplain upon which the empire was advanced, had settled, and had starved of soil. And among the fields stricken with thistle, the occasional family of foxes, the rising seas. They lived among breathtakingly little despair. They lived among those things with which their missing God, infinitely gone, had blessed the world as she waved goodbye, goodbye, and, oh, good luck. They were messed up but kept living among fast-passing days, together mortal and celebrating. They lived among clocks and carburetors. They lived among mountain columbine and desert sage on a planet that shimmered in solar wind from a sun whose radiance was like a god's, but warmer and wider, deeper in weeping and laughter. Among the others' gravity they spun. Falling and swung between hunger and talk, they touched hands and leaned. Epithalamion. What sun? Late blooms from eyes now, from salty shoulders, from tongues, from fingers crossing paths in a sultry, wakeful night. Say it. Yes. This is a morning, this evening, dawn on a shining sea. Yes, again to troth, a tango, gravity's pull and sway, the swell and swale of truth, watery dance over a ragged ocean. Say it. Eye of a new cycle, hurricaning the world, mustard seeds and coconut globes, into new ground. Say it, yes, broken, bottled, pained, we lie awake and afraid under the lion sky, creatures alone, twirling an aimless vine, wilting for months in a long doubt. Shadow is where we'll grow, in sleep or the lee of a green stem. Yes, and therefore be a shock of faith, electric gleam from a missing moon, and cloud the blue of the burning sky, and be the downpour of a love storm on this parched and edgy planet. Late High Modernism. The young guy at the public library in Reeboks and a t-shirt with huge arms, that's a misplaced modifier, smacks his gum before cracking open Ulysses.
You've been listening to poetry by Alex Chambers on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.